9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, February 22nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered troops into two breakaway regions of Ukraine after recognizing their independence. According to witnesses and footage on social media, columns of Russian military vehicles poured into the eastern Ukrainian region of Donetsk overnight. However, local authorities have not yet confirmed their arrival. Criticism from the international community was swift, with the White House saying that President Biden strongly condemned Putin's decision, while the UK announced plans for a barrage of economic sanctions against Moscow. Canadian lawmakers approved a 30-day extension of the use of the special emergency powers invoked by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last week to put an end to disruptive protests against COVID-19 mandates. The powers authorized police to designate certain areas as no-protest zones, where people could be subject to arrest, among other measures. The Canadian Senate is expected to vote on the extension as early as today. NBC Universal said the Beijing Winter Games drew the smallest average U.S. primetime audience ever recorded for the Olympics since NBC began broadcasting the event decades ago. The Games drew an average of 11.4 million primetime viewers, a more than 40% drop from the previous Winter Games in 2018. Markets in Asia ended lower and European shares fell in early trading. Oil prices rose to near $100 a barrel, while U.S. stock futures slid as Russia-Ukraine tensions weighed on markets. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.